Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas and I am a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada. And I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. Last episode, we talked about what this podcast is going to be about, and in doing so, provided a little bit of background on the Healthy Steps program itself, a program that I work to support and has provided the inspiration for this show. Just to quickly recap, the Healthy Steps program is a healthy lifestyle coaching program that uses a proprietary coaching protocol to motivate and guide participants to exercise more, sit less, and eat healthier. We have developed the program over 5 years of intensive research study, and after that much experience, we would like to share what we have learned about health coaching along the way. Today, we are going to be talking about the importance of social support and community when making changes to one's lifestyle. The Healthy Steps program is conceptualized not only as a health coaching program, but also a community-based program. That is, we not only coach individuals, but build the capacity of individuals to form a social network of mutual support. So why are social factors important if we are only focused on exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating? Aren't those behaviors that individuals can change by themselves? I'm sure many of you have heard of the author and speaker Malcolm Gladwell. If not, he is the author of several books on psychology and performance, including Outliers, The Story of Success. You may have heard about the theory that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become an expert at something. This idea was first presented by Gladwell in this book. Another type of outlier covered by Gladwell in the book was the interesting phenomenon of discrete cities and towns across the world that seem to have much better health outcomes than those in their respective countries, even those in the neighboring towns. One of these towns was called Rosetto in Pennsylvania. In the early history of the United States, Rosetto was established as a town consisting almost entirely of Italians immigrating from the same southern part of that country. Although those in Rosetto did not exercise or eat healthier at significantly higher rates than those in the primarily German and English settlements around them, they experienced virtually no chronic disease. In men over 65, the rate of heart disease was half the national average, and the overall mortality rate was 35% lower than the rest of the country. How is this possible if healthy lifestyle behaviors were not clearly the cause? As we know, exercising more, sitting less, and eating healthy are the staples of the Healthy Steps program, as an abundance of research tells us that these are the main lifestyle factors determining a host of chronic diseases, including obesity, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancer. If not these behaviors, what could be causing the dramatically positive health outcome experienced by the residents of Rosetto? So it turns out, it was the social structure in the town that was responsible for the health of the residents. They had all come from the same part of Italy, so many of the families knew each other, and they all shared the same cultural values and traditions. The church was a setting for weekly gathering, along with many other civil organizations that brought the community together. This constant social interaction was an excellent source of stress relief, which acted as the link between the community and their health. This case study by Gladwell really demonstrates the impact social factors can have on one's health, even in the absence of other lifestyle factors. When social support is combined with exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating, the results are even more dramatic. So what does this mean for a health coach? If you are doing one-on-one coaching, as most do, how can you leverage the power of social networks? In our program, we do this in two ways. The first is simply educating the participant on the benefits of social support and really encouraging them to place an equal amount of importance on that aspect of improving their health compared to the actual changes in exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating. Once a participant really gets that having a supportive network is critical to long-term success, they are much more likely to actually work towards this goal. There are several strategies that you can suggest to help a participant build a support network. They could simply let their friends and family know that they are working to improve their health. Just the act of vocalizing one's goals out loud to another person instantly increases the perceived level of accountability to follow through on those goals. Also, if a participant's spouse and kids are aware that they are trying to improve their exercise and eating habits, they may be more willing to create a supportive environment and motivate them when they are having an off day. Additionally, a participant can recruit another person to act as a healthy lifestyle buddy. If they have another person to exercise and eat healthier with, they will be more motivated to maintain their behavior change. I'm sure many of you have had days where you definitely did not feel like working out, but you dragged yourself to the gym only because your workout buddy was expecting you there. This is the type of social factor that can really improve motivation to stick with a health behavior change. Educating your clients on the benefits of social support is an easy way for you to leverage the power of social factors and help your clients grow into their new, healthier lifestyle. The second way we try to leverage social support in our program is by actually creating a social network within our group of participants. We are fortunate enough to have great technology partners, so we are actually able to create an online social network where all of our participants can interact with each other, share ideas, and help each other overcome barriers. Although getting a friend or spouse to exercise with a participant is great, our program has a very detailed and specific coaching protocol designed to maximize the potential for long-term behavior change. So having a network of participants who are all going through the same program and who can empathize with each other is a big benefit. Not every health coach will have access to a custom social network like we do, but there are simple ways to produce the same results. Consider starting a Facebook group where all of your clients can interact and share challenges. If your clients are not on Facebook, even a simple email chain can suffice. Or, if you have the resources, consider establishing an in-person group meeting in addition to your one-on-one coaching, where all of your clients can come together and talk about their progress and help to support one another. After working hard to promote the development of social networks in our participants, we have noticed a big difference in the success of our program. Most dramatically, participants have been able to maintain their positive lifestyle change past our program. Within our research studies, the Healthy Steps program lasts 8 months long, after which we do not have contact with the participants any longer. But if they are able to foster a great network of support while in the program, that network can continue after the official program has completed and help them stay motivated. Well, I think that will do it for this episode. Again, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to the program to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at @healthysteps or me at @AdamGavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.